Good evening, and welcome to another exciting session here at Ever Increasing Word Training Center. I am your instructor, Dr. Walker. I'm so thankful for the apostolic ministry and the apostolic grace that's upon our apostles' lives in establishing this school of ministry. I thank you, students, for taking time to get involved in the apostolic. Tonight, we're going to begin training you on the seven stages of New Testament revival. So let's begin tonight's session.
The last day revival
is going to be established
in seven progressive stages.
Actually in seven, huh? Okay. Seven progressive stages. Go ahead.
These stages
will lay a lasting foundation
for an ongoing revival
that will climax
with the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to realize
that this last day revival
is launched
from the church,
which has become strong
and empowered
for a divine attack
to change and to reform the society in which we live in.
Understanding these seven major stages, if the last day revival
will help us to establish the next move of God
and gain a strong momentum
for the Holy Spirit
to sweep across the nation.
The last day revival
is unique
because these seven major stages
are going to be simultaneously,
notice that word, simultaneously added
to the lives of those
who are currently moving
in the present truth of what God
is revealing to us and restoring to us.
One of the most essential things
that becomes a prerequisite
for this time move
is the ability to hear prophetically
what God is saying
and what God is doing today
and to align ourselves
in accordance to God's ways.
If we do not position ourselves
in what God is doing today,
we cannot expect God
to take God into the next move or into the next dimension or into the next realm.
There are seven major stages of revival.
I'll give them to you. Number one, they are times of revelation. Number two, times of repentance. Number three, times of refreshing. Number four, times of revealing. Number five, times of restoration. Number six, times of reformation. And number seven, times of the revivalist.
Today we will discuss chapter 11.
This evening we're going to discuss chapter number 11.
Stage one. Times of revelation.
Which is the times of revelation.
The first stage of the end time revival.
The first stage of the end time revival.
Is the times of revelation. That the church is presently ushered into.
Being ushered into.
Lack of revelation knowledge.
A lack of revelation knowledge
can have a disastrous
end. Can have a disastrous end
for the church.
For the church.
The church can be destroyed.
The church can be destroyed.
The gifts can be abused.
The gifts can be abused.
And the people can be rejected.
And the people can be rejected
from receiving their inheritance.
From receiving their God-given inheritance.
That's Hosea chapter 4.
Hosea chapter 4, verse number 6.
As the Holy Spirit is moving the church.
As y'all know what Hosea 4, 6 say. Y'all just go over these scriptures like you know what they say. But Hosea 4, 6 say what? My people are what? Destroyed for what? My people are what? Destroyed for what? All right, but that's true, but it's not true. Somebody say, what? No, I'm not changing the Bible. Pick up your coffee cup. No, keep reading.
Because thou hast rejected knowledge.
I will also reject thee. So the issue is not just the lack of knowledge. The issue is the people are rejecting the knowledge that God is giving. It's a big difference. It's one thing to say I don't have the information. It's a whole nother ball game to say I have the information, but I refuse to do it. Are you listening to me? Okay, go ahead, sir.
As the Holy Spirit is moving the church.
As the Holy Spirit is moving the church.
Into revival times.
Into revival times.
The church is experiencing a breakthrough in revelation flow.
The church is experiencing a breakthrough in revelation flow. Now, that's very important because we must understand as apostolic believers, our whole lives must be governed by revelation knowledge. That's a supernatural knowledge that can only come from one source, God Himself, through the person of the Holy Spirit. So whenever you start talking about revelation knowledge, you cannot get revelation knowledge apart from the Holy Spirit. Dr. Leroy Thompson Jr. always in his opening prayer begins to say, Holy Spirit, you escort us into the realm of the Spirit. You can't go by yourself. You listening? Because in being escorted, you're going to have to follow him. But you cannot follow what he doesn't reveal. Go ahead, sir.
The Holy Spirit is taking us out.
The Holy Spirit is taking us out.
Of our ignorance. And teaching us what we ought to know.
And teaching us what we ought to know.
Do and say these days.
Do and to say in these days.
Spirit education. Has come to the church.
Has come to the church.
The church is learning the ways and working of the Holy Spirit.
The church is learning the ways and the workings of the Holy Spirit.
Benefits of walking in revelation.
Benefits. There are benefits to walking in revelation knowledge.
Number one. Higher spiritual perception and wisdom.
Higher spiritual perception and spiritual wisdom.
The perception that comes through revelation knowledge.
The perception that comes through revelation knowledge.
Is higher than that of human wisdom.
Is higher than that of human wisdom.
And mind education.
And mind education. Somebody get Isaiah 55 for me. Let's look at verse 8 through 11 real quick. Come on, it's not in the book and it's not in your notes. So you got to learn how to flow.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts.
God says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts.
Neither
are your ways my ways, saith the Lord of hosts.
For as the heavens are higher than the earth,
so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. Now pay attention. Here's the lineup. Thoughts are words, right? Thoughts are what? And thoughts reveal to us the mind of God. So God said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. In this life, thoughts lead to what? Feelings. If you feel a certain way, it's because you're thinking a certain way. That's why in Romans 12, 1, 2, and 3, we are admonished to have a transformation. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our what? Mind. Because Proverbs 23:7 say, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So our thinking and our thoughts must be governed by God's holy word. You listening? See, we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of God. We have God's thoughts and we have his mind. We could go further. Go ahead, sir.
Man in his
life. I'm talking to him back there. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it to bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Now notice what this Isaiah 55:11 say. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall what? Prosper in the thing whereto I what? Send it. You listening? Psalm 107:20, God says, I sent my word and I healed them and I delivered them from all of their what? Destruction. You listening? See, there's always a performance of God's word, but that performance is in that word being revealed to us so we can act on it. Go ahead, sir. You.
Man in his limited understanding.
Man in his limited understanding.
And perception.
And man's limited perception.
Could only see Jesus as one of the prophets.
Can only see Jesus as one of the prophets.
Spiritual revelation.
Spiritual revelation.
Lifts us to see who we.
Lifts us to see. Take your time, sir. Lifts us to see who Jesus really is. Who is he? He is the incarnate word. He's God that became flesh and dwelt among men. Are you listening? St. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and his life was the what? Light of men. And the light what? Shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. See, light bespeaks what? Revelation. Verse 14 saying, the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of what? Grace and truth. So Jesus is not just a prophet. You listening? He's not an angel, as some would teach, but he's in fact God clothed in flesh. Think about that. God became a man to teach men how to live like God. Go ahead, sir.
The church is receiving spiritual insight.
The church is receiving spiritual insight
and wisdom.
And wisdom
on how to govern her own affairs.
On how to govern her own affairs.
And influence the society around her.
And to influence the society that is around her.
Number two. Inheritance sonship. There are higher blessings of sonship. Called inheritance. That can only be released.
To us through the vehicle of revelation knowledge.
Matthew 16:17.
Now this is when Jesus inquired of his disciples. You have to start at verse 13, but we don't have time for all of that this evening. But Jesus inquired of those who were following him. He said, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Some say you're Jeremiah. Some say you're Elijah. Some say you're one of the prophets. You listening? Somebody say you're John the Baptist, raised from the dead. But Jesus said, it's not important who men say that I am. He said, who do you say that I am? And Peter got these words, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Isn't that something? Notice the revelation. Thou art the Christ, thou art the Son, and thou art the Son of who?
The living God.
The article THE says this is definite. You listening? You listening? And Jesus said, upon what? Upon this rock. Rock. Upon this what rock? The revelation that he is the Christ. Upon, that's why rock is revelation of Christ's kingdom. R-O-C-K. You get it. You listening? You listening? Upon this rock of revelation, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, if you are taught that hell can't prevail against the church, you're sadly mistaken. You listening? Because in many cases, church folk, the church is not a building. The church is the ecclesia, the called out ones. And without apostolic government and teaching, which moves us from the pastoral form of government to the apostolic form of government, where we become personally responsible for growing, as we're being taught by the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. You listening? We are the church. And the only way for the church to mature is to be taught. But you must have revelation knowledge in order to overcome this world system. You understand what I just told you? As a member of the body of Christ, you cannot overcome in this life without revealed knowledge about who he is, then knowing who we are in him. Go ahead, sir.
The blessing of God.
The blessing of God.
Is for both the righteous.
Is both for the righteous.
As well as the wicked.
As well as the wicked.
The blessing pertaining to sons.
The blessing that pertains to sons.
Is called inheritance.
Is called and what? Inheritance. Hear this. We are God's inheritance. Under the Old Testament, when God told them to go spy out the land that he would give them, a land that overflows with milk and honey. Y'all remember that? Sent 12 spies out, right? 10 came back with an evil report. 2 say we be well able to go up and take the land. Joshua and Caleb. Y'all remember that, right? The Bible says the other 10 brought up an evil report. They were looking on the outside. Revelation knowledge comes from the inside. You listening? Now I want you to see this now. God said, I will drive out your enemies. So all of those ites that were in the land, all of those giants that were in the land, you listening? God said, I will drive them out. Why? So you can take possession of the land. You listening? But the real land of Canaan is not in Canaan, it's you. You have to drive out all of the ites out of your life in order for God to possess you so you can be his inheritance. Go ahead, child.
It is only by revelation.
It is only by revelation.
Knowledge.
Knowledge.
That we can stake.
That we can stake.
A claim on our God-appointed
inheritance. A claim on our God-appointed, our God-given inheritance.
Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29.
Okay, you don't have to. Okay. Go ahead. Deuteronomy 29:29.
Tells us what that only those
things. I want them to read it for me. You so busy reading, you're not looking. Pay attention.
The secret things.
The secret things belong to who? The Lord, our God. But those things which are what? Revealed who they belong to. They belong to us and to our children forever. So that's another indication that revelation knowledge is important to us, because we can only live from that which is revealed unto us. Once something is revealed to you, nobody can take it from you. As a matter of fact, revelation knowledge are the keys of life. Keys are used to unlock and unblock. Once you have the key, guess who in charge? You are. If you have the key, that means you have been what? Authorized. So if God give you a key and you don't use it, you can't blame God. Go ahead, sir.
Revelation always preceded. Possession. Number three.
The power over flesh.
The life that moves in revelation flow. Is free from the power of the flesh. Matthew chapter 16, verse 17.
Read it.
And Jesus answered
and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood had not revealed this unto you, but my Father, which is what? In heaven. Flesh and blood. The kingdom of heaven is within us. It's a spiritual realm. And guess what the scriptures teach? Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom. Where's the kingdom? Within us. The kingdom of heaven is God's sphere, the realm where everything exists. You listening? But the kingdom of heaven is projected to the kingdom of God. Where's the kingdom of God? Within us. So those two, you listening? Those two are really one. The kingdom of God receives all of its information from the kingdom of heaven through the process of revelation knowledge. God revealing things to us by his spirit. Go ahead, sir.
The devil has power over the flesh. Because he's permitted to feed upon the dust of the earth. From which we were created. Any believer that is walking in the apostolic and prophetic flow.
Of revelation knowledge.
Is walking in victory over the flesh.
Is walking in complete and total victory over fallen flesh.
Walking in revelation.
Walking in revelation knowledge is walking in total obedience
to the Holy Spirit. And His Word. When we walk in the Spirit, we will not gratify the desires of the flesh.
Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18.
Hold up. Who's that plans up? Huh? Cut it off. You're being interrupted. Who is that? Okay. All right, no problem. Go ahead, sir.
Walking in revelation. Is walking in total obedience. To the Holy Spirit.
And to his word.
When we walk in the Spirit.
We will not gratify and we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18.
This I say then,
walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
For the flesh lusted against the Spirit,
and the Spirit against what?
The flesh.
And these are contrary one.
To the other,
so that you cannot do the things that you would.
Or you cannot do the things that please God. Now we got to keep moving. You listening? In other words, those works of the flesh that's listed in Galatians 5, 16. Actually, you need to read Galatians 5, 16 all the way through verse number 23. Because it talks to you about once you begin to walk in the Spirit. You listening? You listening? Then you begin to access what? The fruit of the Spirit. You listening? Okay, go ahead, sir.
Those who walk in the flesh.
Those who walk in the flesh.
In human wisdom.
In human wisdom.
Do not have the ability to please God.
They do not have the ability to please God.
Romans chapter 8.
Romans chapter 8.
Verse 7 through 8.
Verses 7 and 8. Keep going.
Number four. The grace of sonship.
The grace of sonship.
The place of intimacy.
The place of intimacy.
And love and relationship.
We got to go back. Somebody get Romans 8, 7, and 8.
Because the carnal
mind
is enmity against God.
For it is not subject to the law. For the carnal mind is not subject to the law of God.
Neither indeed
can the carnal mind be.
So then they that are in the
flesh cannot what?
Please God.
A carnal mind cannot what?
Please God.
You listening? So that means a carnal mind is opposed to us living, walking, and conducting our lives by what? Faith. Because it takes faith to please God, right? So a carnal mind rebels against what? The word of God. So you cannot please him. Go ahead, sir.
The place of intimacy. In love and relationship. With God is only afforded to sons. Revelation knowledge. Places us into position. Of sonship. That opens up the doors to what?
Intimacy.
The Father opens this door to sons. Matthew chapter 16, verse 17.
Go ahead.
The Son does nothing on his own initiative.
The Son, notice that phrase. The Son does what? Nothing on his what? Own initiative.
Or speaks on his own accord.
And the Son does not speak on what? His own accord.
John chapter 5, verse 19, 20, 30.
And St. John chapter 5, verse number 19, verse number 20, and St. John 5:30. But we'll stick with St. John 5:30, where Jesus said, I can of my what? Own self do what? I can of my own self do what? I can of my own self do what? I can of my own self do what? So Jesus said, I have to empty out. You listening? And depend on him. Go ahead, sir.
When we choose to capitalize
on this privilege
and walk to honor our relationship
with the Father,
then we will know the grace of intimacy
with God.
Our communion with God establishes a functional relationship
with the Father as what? His sons.
Number five. Wholesome self-image.
We must have a wholesome self-image through what? Revelation knowledge. See, the enemy wants you to live in who you thought your parents made you. Who's some school major. Y'all don't want to talk. But what's important is not what the world say, not what somebody else say. What did God say about me? Beloved, now are we the sons of God. You listening? If I can summarize revelation knowledge, it's about sonship. What is revelation knowledge about? Sonship. You have to go to Galatians 1:11 through about verse 19. But the Apostle Paul, who wrote over the half of the New Testament, say God separated him from his mother's womb to reveal Christ in him. He said, the knowledge that I have received about Christ, I wasn't taught it, neither did I learn it, But it was by what? The revelation of Jesus Christ. In other words, Jesus Christ himself appeared unto the apostle and revealed himself to him. You listening? And in all of his apostolic teachings, it is to train us to have the Son revealed in us. You listening?
Yes, sir.
This is not about church membership and religion and tradition. This apostolic school of ministry, and really the whole entire church, is about manifesting the Christ that is in us. He is the head of the church, which is his body. He is the head, we are the body. The body cannot do anything without the head. All direction comes to the body through the head. Your feet don't move on its own, neither do your eyeballs. Your fingers are nothing. Nothing is moving except it's processed through that brain.
Yes, that's right.
Go ahead, sir.
Revelation knowledge unfolds to us how God sees us.
Unfolds unto us how God sees us.
We can then see ourselves. As God sees us. We start to have a sound judgment. About who we really are.
We start to have sound judgment. Notice that. About who we really are. We don't judge ourselves after the flesh. You judge yourself after the spirit. If you judge yourself after the flesh, you're going to die. You listening? Oh, you do judge the flesh. You don't let the flesh do what it want. You listening? But you don't judge yourself after the flesh. Did you catch the difference? I hope you did. Go ahead.
We start to have a sound judgment. About who we really are. Not thinking more highly of ourselves. Or too lowly of ourselves.
But to think what? Soberly. Well, to think soberly, your mind got to be governed by what God had said. You listening? Go ahead.
It's Romans chapter 12, verse 3.
Romans 12 and 3.
A wholesome self-image. Provides the necessary stability.
Provides to us the necessary stability.
And maturity to walk in this world.
And the maturity to walk in this world.
God is a God of progressive revelation. Who reveals to us his name. And his nature.
Now, his name represents what? His character.
Yes,
you listening? All of the names of God reflects his character. You listening to me? Go ahead.
God is a God of progressive revelation. Who reveals his name. And nature to us. At appropriate times. In our journey of life.
The Holy Spirit who reveals God.
As the Father. To us. Will also reveal to us the revelation. Of sonship to us.
See the revelation of what? Sonship, not church membership. The pastoral form of government have made us church members. We just happy being a part of a particular church. Guess what? You are the church. You listening? And a label doesn't oh my goodness. You can put a label on something. That don't mean it got the contents. You know, the church is designed by God to overcome. Notice the scripture say, upon this rock, Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Well, if hell is designed not to prevail against the church, why is the church praying and acting like the devil is in charge? Huh? Why is it? Because of pastoral teaching. You listening? We raising up babies, but in the apostolic, you raise up sons and daughters who recognize they have authority, they have power over Satan, over the flesh. You listening? Go ahead, sir.
Number six. A new strength of character.
Peter
was changed from a red to a stone.
Peter was changed from a reed to a stone. I got him. It's okay. Go ahead.
His true spiritual nature.
Peter's true spiritual nature.
Came forth to its full potential.
Came forth to its full potential.
Peter received new spiritual strength.
Peter received new spiritual strength.
In character.
In character.
And in leadership.
And in leadership.
To lead the church into the fullness of Pentecost.
To lead the church into the fullness of Pentecost.
Jacob was transformed.
Jacob was transformed.
Into a new man.
Into a new man.
After he had wrestled.
After he had wrestled.
With the angels of the Lord.
With the angel of the Lord.
Who gave him a new name.
Who gave him what? A new name. Y'all know what Jacob's name meant? Trickster. Supplanter. He was Superfly. You listening? Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about. You listening? He was a supplanter. He was a trickster. But God say, you no longer going to be a trickster. You no longer going to be a supplanter. I'm going to change your name to Israel. He wouldn't let that angel go. He said, I'm not letting you go till you what? Bless me. So he changed his name to Israel. Guess what that means? Prince with God. Some of y'all don't even read your Bible. Go ahead.
Those who are changed by the flow of revelation.
Those of us who are changed by the flow of revelation knowledge.
Became stable foundations.
Became stable foundations.
For God to move in their generations.
For God to move in their generations.
Number seven.
Church
is built on revelation flow.
The church is built on revelation flow.
There's no true church.
There's no true church.
Without revelation flow.
Without the revelation flow.
Human traditions and man-made.
Human traditions and man-made.
Religion.
Religion.
Do not make church.
Does not make church.
In order to build effectively.
In order for us to build effectively.
The end time church.
The end time church.
We need to build it according to God's heavenly pattern.
We need to build the church according to God's heavenly pattern.
The divine pattern.
The divine patterns.
A blueprint for earth construction.
A blueprints for earth's construction.
If we do not see God's blueprint.
If we don't see God's blueprint.
We are surely going to build wrong.
We're surely going to build what? See, God is the great architect. You listening? He's already given us the blueprint. You listening? Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
The apostle is the architect.
Yes.
Look at y'all.
Teach.
Y'all heard me?
Yes.
See, that's why we have apostolic government. Because the apostle opens up the portals of heaven to establish a heaven to earth government. Without the blueprint, we try to build an earth to heaven government. What you mean? We train folk to go to heaven. That's not scripturally sound. Jesus said, I came to bring heaven to earth. Now the New Testament church talking about, I come to prepare y'all to go to heaven. What kind of mess is this? No, occupy till I come is a military term. Means subdue and conquer all the enemies that's against the kingdom of our God and subdue them. Unpack your raptural bags and let's get to work. That's what the apostolic is about. Equipping men and women, perfecting them, maturing them to do the work of the ministry so that the church can be edified and built up. You listening? As a matter of fact, the purpose of the fivefold ministry is to train all of us until Christ is formed in us. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Go ahead.
Those who build must build.
Those who build must build.
It with him because.
It with him because.
He alone knows the blueprint.
He alone knows the blueprint. The Holy Ghost knows. Go ahead.
Much of the so-called churches
today are only
monuments of human tradition.
Monuments of human tradition.
Strength and ideology.
I told you read before you get here. Go ahead.
Number eight. A prevailing church on the earth.
A prevailing church on the earth.
The church is founded upon the revelation.
The church is founded upon the revelation
of God.
Of God.
And the redemption of man.
And the redemption of man
is going to rise.
Is going to rise.
Become an overcoming church.
To become an overcoming church.
The church that is connected to the Father.
The church that is connected to the Father.
In revelation flow.
In revelation flow.
Has the keys of the kingdom of God.
Has the keys of the kingdom of God.
To destroy satanic.
To destroy satanic
kingdom.
The church
does the spiritual policing.
Does the spiritual policing
of the heavens.
Of the heavens.
Keeping the spiritual climate.
Keeping the spiritual climate
conducive to spiritual breakthrough.
To spiritual breakthrough.
Ensures that the heavens are continually open.
Ensures that the heavens are continuously open.
For the church.
For the church.
To move on the supernatural purposes of God.
To move on the supernatural purposes of God. We'll stop right here and we'll pick up again on our next session. Enjoy your evening.